level 3.
I just got my boarding pass at the Premier desk. But I'm not a Premier member.
Sometimes you just gotta fake it till you make it. I was going home from Denver, and I was running late and I wasn't gonna make it through the line. So as soon as they check your boarding pass, you're good. So I just went through, like, checked it at the front, and then jumped over to TSA pre-check. No one said shit, and I just skated through.
Now it's starting to feel a little real. It's starting to feel like it's time to go, so I'm excited. Now we're gonna get these bags, go check in at the hotel, and contemplating working out tonight. It's late, but we're contemplating working out. The work never stops.
Who you waiting on, Robbie?
Now it's officially work time. Game face is on. We got a title to go get, baby.
So these guys will have corner passes.
Yes.
Duke is cornering both myself and Tyron.
Duke is walking out, right?
Correct, yes. Duke.
Is at the octagon.
Okay. So then we'll put the mic on Duke. That makes the most sense.
Perfect.
How about
Where'd you do this camp at?
LA.
Nice. With who?
Shilling. Eve Edwards.
What about you? You were you live in Nebraska, but you like where?
I do my camps at Factory X in Denver.
Colorado. Okay.
Yeah.
Rooting for you, champ.
Thanks a lot, man.
Good to see you.
You guys are gonna have a good fight.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see that one.
Yes. Be good night.
Okay. Yeah.
Be good night.
Okay.
And then they are doing microchips for this fight, sensors. Cool. So they're going to
cut. What do those do again? They measure punch stats, right?
Yeah. Yeah, velocity, everything like that.
Nice.
The company each.
Fuck, did I get mine's gonna be too slow? It's not gonna be able to measure it. This fucking thing broken? It only says 34 miles an hour.
Right. But they'll just put it in here under the stitching.
I've seen
they'll
that
tape
before.
It up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it'll be.
It's loose and blue.
How many times have you done this, Diego?
Oh, too many times to keep track, and I'm not gonna start keeping track.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of your entire Dallas-Fort Worth-based flight, we would like to welcome you to Las Vegas.
Man, it's real now. When you land in Vegas, it's real. So.
Check all of these tags carefully.
Fight is just business. You know what I mean? It's like going to a stressful day at work that you know you just so happen to know it's going to be stressful. Hopefully, immediately meet him alone and talk to Usman. Let him get all pumped up and try to convince the world like he's trying to convince himself that he's going to win. And I'm just be sleeping and cutting weight.
I feel great, man. I feel really great. Got a really big supportive team. I feel like I'm a product of these guys that are around me, and this one proves us wrong. we're the team to beat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, guys.
It's Trifecta through the UFC Performance Institute. I'm doing my meal planning for this week. My needs are a lot different than everyone else's because I don't cut a whole lot of weight. So that was breakfast. We're moving right on to lunch. I'm fucking hungry. This is huge, them being able to deliver them and bring them to me while I'm doing my media stuff. It's just really hard going from place to place to place to place without a whole lot of time in between to stop and eat. So I'm definitely thankful for this. Hey man, how are you?
Good to see you. Check.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Ty. Good to see you. Good luck, too.
I'll tell her. I'll tell her. All right, we're going.
Oh, my God. How you doing, man?
To your word. May the Father fill you with this joy right now, this energy.
Yes, sir.
Got some goat energy on me.
You know what I'm looking forward for the most, right? Is when Mama Wood. I was about to say that's what I'm looking forward for.
She came here yesterday. She said, "I'm going and praying, and I'm doing my circles around the building. Get out there before y'all get out there."
She knocked him down already.
That's it.
I want you to bring that fire.
It's coming.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Okay, how are you?
Hi.
What's your name?
Gina. Yeah. Stoked to be fighting the car with you.
Huh? Oh, dude, I'm stoked to be fighting with you.
Oh, hell.
Oh, yeah. Nice to meet you, Gina.
Nice to meet you, too.
Through the years I know I will stay. I will stay with you through the ups and the downs. I will stay with you.
Every fight, that's a reminder why we're here.
The eye is always on the prize.
That's the prize. Another one of those.
Do you think that John is underestimating you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about this. How many times have you guys heard me say that I'm taking John seriously? I don't have to say it.
Right.
You know, so on 4 or 5 different occasions, he's had to say it over and over and over again without being asked. No one's asking John if he's taking me seriously at all. I don't know why. I don't know if he's trying to convince me or convince himself, but I don't think that his arrogance and his confidence will let him see a valid threat.
He did say he ain't scared of you.
Oh man, that don't get you fired up.
Let's get this workout.
Nothing did it.
It's the mental warfare, baby. It's the mental warfare. You can talk. I'll give you that. But can you play the game?
Fuck you, Anthony.
Got you by 2 pounds, bro.
Do you? I don't know whose playlist this is, but it's fucking good.
Tonight we just went in, we flowed a little bit. You know, this whole training camp we've done a lot with just seeing a body in front of me and really reacting to the techniques and dealing with them. I honestly think it helps my conditioning a little bit too, just constantly moving in a fight way instead of just, you know, anyone can look good on the pads, but you got to be able to do it in front of a person. And then we just rolled, just staying sharp and getting the motor running.
Eat him out.
I don't know why John's upset about my comment about he's a better martial artist and I'm a better fighter. I'm just a guy that gets in dogfights. I mean, if he doesn't agree with me, I challenge him to come on Saturday and let's find out who the better fighter is. And I hope he's ready because I'm fucking coming and this isn't going to be easy for nobody. And you can try to run through me and you can try to deal with whatever pressure you think you have, but you need to worry about yourself. Stop worrying about what the fuck everyone else thinks.
So we are currently getting ready for fight week for 235. Kamaru is one of the athletes that we're currently cooking for. Basically, Kamaru expresses what he likes, what he doesn't like, and we make it work. You know, we want happy athletes. We want them to get to their weight class and not suffer in the process. The perceived notion of athletes is that fight week equals food that is not flavorful whatsoever. And that saborcito, that flavor, is something that is non-negotiable in my mind. So I love to provide as much flavor as possible. So that's that.
Here's your food for the day.
So snacks, lunch, dinner, all in there.
If you're...
Chicken salad?
Mm. If you're...
Chicken breast?
All right, people. Thanks. So you guys later.
I've been with them all the last couple days.
Tomorrow?
Yeah,
he's looking good, man.
Good. I like your mindset, man. It was cool to do all the video with him yesterday. Yeah, this motherfucker just kind of like me. We don't give a fuck.
I first started working with Usman back in 2009, and I was fighting training for Rampage. And then when I went on my own to move to Florida, I was making my own team, so I was like, you know, I need some good wrestler. So I brought him out to train, and then he lived with me for years until he made it on his own. This is what it's all about. I knew that I wanted him to experience it and be a part of my journey and just to see what it's like. And he was a good apprentice, you know, and now he's become a master.
Man, yeah, man, Sugar Rashad Evans, man. At the end of the day, no matter what our history is, no matter if we fought or not, I mean, he always kind of have like a little bit of a brother like feeling. Almost, I could almost say a big brother feeling. You know, he's a good dude, man. We had our time where he was a lot like a mentor to me. All fighting aside, man, we try to keep what's real, real. That's just having respect for each other.
Yes, sir. My man. You the real deal, man. Every man, dude. We are trying. We are trying to.
Pleasure to meet you, man. I love the story, man.
It's real. Thank you.
Yes, it was the first time today to meet him in person. Anthony is very good, he's very powerful, you know, like very imposing. It's gonna be a tough fight, but you know, John have the key.
So today is our first day in Vegas, and we got to break that first sweat. It's late at night, but that's perfect because both of these guys, Tyron and Ben, going to be fighting this time. So we want to get into rhythm because it's game on right now.
You know, we've been working out so long, it's almost unspoken. You know, it's just like, he goes, I go, he goes, I go, he goes, I go. The parallels between me and Tyron and then Robbie and Marty, who we're both fighting, is perfect. Marty's only chance of winning is to wrestle him, right? Which is, you know, that's kind of the look and the pressure that I'm giving Tyron. And Robbie's only chance to knock me out. And Tyron's a much upgraded version of Robbie, you know, the sprawler brawler, if you will. But he's just so much faster and better at it and technical. That gives me a great look at what I'm going to see on Saturday night.
You got a mic on?
Huh?
You wearing a wire?
I'm wearing a wire.
Oh, you're a narc.
Robbie.
Wire.
Robbie put this on me.
Now you get beat down for real.
What's up with you? What's up?
Oh,
no. Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, man, father life's been great. It's been a nice balance, you know what I mean? Like being able to come home from training and, you know, just being able to be a father, play with him, watch him grow. You know, he's full of life, he's full of energy. And it's great no matter how tired you are from your training sessions or how beat up you are. It's like he just, you know, come home, he gives you like a third, fourth win, he wants to play with you.
MVP baby.
And to, you know, he falls asleep, so it's awesome.
My man. So cool. Hey, what's up? Hey, I got a training partner for you.
Yeah, he's ready.
I got a training partner for you, buddy.
Yeah. Man, like it's been tough, you know, after losing twice, but I've grown a lot from that. You know, I regrouped with my coaches, and this Saturday it's on me. It's on me when I step inside there to go out there and just perform. I'm definitely going to make a statement here with Pedro on Saturday. Show the world that I'm still here. I'm still going to be the best, and they got to get through me to get to the title. That's facts. He's going to know shortly on in the fight that it's gonna be a bad night for him.